Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Marty Griffin, what's up? Gambling, casinos, kids. What? Gambling, casinos, kids. Dangerous combo. Potentially deadly. Man, my friend and state leader Sean Logan, who I've known for quite a while, and there's a guy that I go to when something needs done. It's going to be Sean Logan, and he's never said no. Tremendous capacity to make a difference, a tremendous capacity for understanding both the relationship between business, pleasure, tax revenue, citizens, growing the state, and controlling an issue. Sent me a disturbing. Some disturbing information yesterday that I'm sitting there talking to my wife about. You don't understand addiction until you're an addict or you're around an addict. And that's a fact. So you see numbers and you think, you see data, you think, no big deal. And then you hear these stories or you get part of something this serious and it blows your mind. And gambling addiction is legit, man. How bad is it? Can you imagine any scenario in life? It's a rhetorical question. You don't have to call and answer. Can you imagine any scenario in your life where you would leave your kid in the damn car? In the winter, summer, don't matter. And hit the casinos. Can you imagine? I'll be right back. 6 hours later, kids in the car. Man. That's bad. And I tell you what, I've been to the casinos. Most of them have 800, 1,000 cameras. Folks, they see a flea move. Seriously. How the hell is it that in the vast majority of cases, when kids are left in cars at the casino, they're not found by casino security? They're found by folks wandering through the parking lot or folks headed to the casino who are floored by this. Man, I heard this yesterday, and I was talking to my wife about this last night. I said, honey, how horrible would your addiction be when you reach this point? My friend Sean Logan joining me this morning. It's unsettling and upsetting, is it not, sir?
It is. First, how are you feeling?
Really good, brother. How are you feeling?
Good. I'm feeling well, thank you.
We always ask
warmer
each other.
Warmer weather is much better.
We always ask each other about our ailments.
Like we're 92 years old.
Well, some days, brother.
I know.
Sean, who's also on the tell him your title so I don't screw it up, sir.
I'm a commissioner on the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board. We oversee all the Pennsylvania casinos.
All right, so you sent me this info yesterday. It kind of blew my mind. Let's drill down on it and tell our listeners what's happening, sir.
Yeah. So first, let me just a short caveat that I'm speaking for myself as a board member. The Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board, again, which oversees all our Pennsylvania casinos, it's a quasi-judicial board. So the commissioners act as a panel of judges, and we roll. So I don't want to say I know how other board members feel. So this is my thoughts, my position as a commissioner, but there seems to be a growing trend, and one is too many, of unattended children in cars at casinos. And I'm not pointing the finger at anybody, right, Marty. The Gaming Control Board, which I am part of, the casinos, the state police, the local police, we all have to do more. We are all complicit in this.
Hold on, and the parents, too, the gambling addicts.
And the parents, and the parents. First and foremost, the parents. But we're all complicit in this.
Yeah.
We've all let this go for too long, and it has increased. So when you talked about 2010, you know, there was a handful of issues of these that we found out. You know, in 2012, it's 14. In 2017, you know, it's 20. And now we're at, you know, 25 in the last year and a half or so. So we're all complicit in this, but it's a growing trend. And we are going to run out of time. I mean, we're lucky, not to use a pun, we're gambling here and we're lucky, but eventually a parent, a guardian, a grandparent is going to leave a kid in a car, and something is going to happen. And there are so many instances where I can talk about of mothers and fathers leaving two-year-olds, five-year-olds, seven-year-olds in cars for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 2 hours, before anybody finds the children. And Marty, I've been on the Gaming Control Board for the last 4 years. I have never had an instance, and again, I am not pointing the finger at the casino.
Yeah.
However, in the last 4 years when we've had these instances and these cases come before us, I have never had an instance where a casino maintenance man, dealer, electrician, security guard found the kid. It's always another patron that sees that person leave the kid in a car or walk past the car. It's always another patron. It's never the casino employee. And there's something wrong with that, and we have to change it. I always try to drill down on when I get to talk to one of these parents. Like, why did you do it?
Oh, so you talk to parents, Sean.
Well, yes, when they come back to us, so we will exclude them. So I always say their names.
Yeah.
I say their names at board meetings. Everybody says, yeah, you shouldn't say their names. No. Jamila Mack left her 12-year-old and a 5-year-old unattended in her car at Harris Casino in Philadelphia at 3 a.m.
Ah!
3 a.m. Now, nobody should be out at 3 a.m., especially a 12-year-old. And in this particular case, I always say, like, Jamila, why didn't you leave him at home? You know, it's better that in a car, and everybody cringes, you can't tell them to leave him at home. But a 12-year-old, could they possibly be a babysitter? Maybe. But a 5-year-old at 3 a.m. in a car, they get out of the car and go look for their mother. Now, nobody saw them, but it was 2 hours,
man,
that they were in a car. Now, how about if somebody walked by that's not the best character? How about if that, you know, 5-year-old just choked?
Hang
how
in there, Sean.
It was cold.
Hang on for me. I got to take a break. This is disgusting. Sean Logan and myself could be twin sons of different mothers. We're hellraisers who care. It's kind of an interesting dynamic, and it works for both of us. He gives a damn. That's why he's here. A shocking number of parents leaving their kids in their cars at casinos. And Logan points something out, and the data doesn't lie, that in all these cases, no one from a casino finds these kids. Folks, I've been in the casinos. I've been in the heart of it, in their control center. Most of them have 600 to 1,000 cameras or more, man. If a worm slithers across the floor, they see it. Believe me. So why don't they see this, and why don't they stop it? That is what has you upset and a bit unsettled, does it not, Sean?
It does. Can I give you two other examples?
Please, please. Hold on. Before we get past the woman from Philly, why isn't she arrested, man?
Well, a lot of times, and that's part of the problems, a lot of times they will leave before the local police, but there are a lot of times where the local police do charge these folks, but it's haphazard. I think there should be more of a set standard, whether it's the state police or whether it's the local police, absolutely charge these people, and then the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board, maybe we're able to find these people. Right now, there's nothing really written, but there should be.
So Sean, in the case of this woman, is she coming to you to get her right to gamble back? Because you've
yes, eventually she will.
So you're kidding.
And I'll say no if I'm still there.
So she has such a serious problem. So she's coming to you not to say she's sorry or she's changed her way of life, but she wants to gamble again, even though she left her kids in the car, and she wants your permission to let her gamble again.
Correct.
Man.
Michael Harper went to the Rivers Casino in Philadelphia in August of 2020. He left his two kids. One was four, one was two. Four and two. So let me just pause for a second. Rivers Casino in Philadelphia, August of 2020. What temperature do you think it was outside?
Well, Philly, I'm thinking 90s.
Yes, it was 93 degrees.
God.
The window was cracked a half an inch. It wasn't the Pennsylvania State Police. It wasn't local police. It wasn't the casino who found the kids. It was another patron.
Man.
The patron actually saw Michael Harper get out of the car, saw the kids in the car. It took us, I'm going to say us because I don't want to point the finger.
Yeah.
It took us 30 minutes to get out there.
Whoa.
Okay? 30 minutes to get out there.
Yeah.
Milady Border, in August of 2019, left an 8 and a 3-year-old in a parking lot in Wind Creek, Bethlehem. Gamed for over 2 hours before we found the person. It was 79 degrees.
Sean Logan with the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board. He's a commissioner. Again, the guy who left the kids in the 93-degree heat, was he arrested, sir?
He was and being charged.
Okay.
But again, I'm not sure. I don't think... I want to say about half of the people are charged and half are not.
Man.
And that just shouldn't be. Again, it should be either the local police, the state police, definitely charge these folks. And then possibly the legislature should give the Gaming Control Board the ability to fine these people, fine the casinos, or maybe we take away their license. I'm not sure of the answer. But we all have to come together and find a solution for this before...
Well, first of all, Sean, you got to ban them for life. You
got to
ban them for life, man. I mean...
Yeah, that's, you know, two individuals came before us at our last meeting.
Yeah.
Tracy Van Brocklin, who wanted her right to game back, and I said no. She was, in 2013, she left her 7-year-old son in the car at Hollywood Casino on a valet ramp for 20 minutes. The kid got out of the car and went to look for his mother. Now, again, nothing nefarious has to happen. A child molester walked by, somebody stole. How about if somebody just hits the kid? And I said, no, Tracy Van Brocklin didn't get her right to game back last meeting. Michelle Schulsky came to us last meeting. She was on the exclusion list since 2011, that left her 22-month-old. 22-month-old, Marty, 22-month-old.
God, Sean.
In the car for 30 minutes at Mohegan Sun.
Oh, God.
And I said no. So, but just saying no is just not enough.
Oh, man.
I mean, there needs to be stricter penalties. There needs to be ramifications because I said, if you are leaving your kid in the car at 3 a.m., at Harris Casino in Philadelphia, if you're leaving your kid in Rivers Casino in Philadelphia on an August day where it's 93, you're doing it elsewhere.
That's right.
You're not running into the pharmacy to get Pedialyte.
Oh, man.
You're not going into the grocery store for milk and eggs and cheese. You're going in to gamble. We should be mandated. The Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board should be mandated to call CYS in that location.
Hey, Sean, I got to take one. I need you for one more second. Can you call back at 9:35?
Right. I can.
Thanks, brother. It's important stuff, man. There's more here. We got to peel back this onion. This is disgusting. Hey, look, gambling is gambling, and gaming is a lot of jobs, a lot of revenue. But, man, come on, man. This is disgusting. And look, I'm a father, but beyond that, come on. I'm a concerned citizen. And when Logan sent me this yesterday, and we go way back, and he's been active, so active his whole career, that when Sean sends you a note, he means it. And he's a guy who takes action. He's on the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board. He's a commissioner. So, Sean, you see this dramatic increase in cases. I tell you what's confounding to me and a bit shocking, Sean, is that these folks are so addicted to gambling that they leave their kids in a car in 93-degree weather, and then they come back to you and say, Mr. Logan, and others, of course, can I gamble again, please? Man, that's scary, Sean.
It is scary. And as I said at the beginning of the segment, everybody has to do more, and I'm as complicit as the next person in this because I've let this go on for years. But even down to simple things, Marty, the casino is not required to have any signage. Oh. You could put simple signage up, you know, right at each elevator bay. Right at the doors from, you know, parking lots.
Nice.
That, hey, you left your kid in the car. I mean, imagine we have to say this. You're running, KDK is running a PSA this morning about leaving kids in cars anywhere.
Yep.
So you, KDK and you recognize bad parenting. I guess we have to recognize addiction and bad parenting. But that signage, that simple signage is not even required. And what shocks me a little bit, so, Marty, let me just...
Sure.
If your management team said to you on a Monday, hey, run a story on, you know, how do you keep bananas ripe?
Right.
And then on Tuesday you didn't, and they say, hey, do this story. And Thursday they say, why didn't you do the story?
Yeah.
Should you do the story? Friday, what's your show going to be on? How to keep bananas ripe. For 4 years, I've been complaining about this.
Oh.
Like,
oh.
Wouldn't you think casinos say, like, this cat's really upset? So,
hold on, Sean. So they ignore you.
Do the very minimum.
They ignore you, Sean.
I'm not saying they ignore me. They're just not part of the solution at this point. And then after 4 years, we got a mandate that they be part of the solution, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Because we can't let this go on anymore. We are going to run out of time. There's going to be a Michael Harper. There's going to be a Milady Borda. There's going to be a Jamelia Mack, a Michelle Schulsky that leaves their kid in a car or kids in their car. And our time's going to run out, and the kid's going to be abducted or die. It's simple. We're just running out of time.
Hey, Sean, here's where I'm really kind of conflicted here. So, really good swim coach at Mount Lebanon, really good.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to the Giant Eagle, leaves his kid in the car. He runs in there to get something. Who knows? He got fired. He got arrested. His life was ruined. And now, all I'm saying is, my man, that made news all over the state. Why the hell don't we hear about this stuff, man?
You know, I don't know. I am as boisterous as I can be at the meetings. You know, Play Pennsylvania ran a story about it yesterday, and the reporter said, you know, you get pretty excited about this. And she did a wonderful story. I think I did send you the story also. But again, we all have to do more. We all have to come up with some solutions to this, and we can all be part of the solution here. The casinos, the state police, the local police. And again, there's no one easy fit. At Rivers Pittsburgh, it's generally a parking garage. You know, there's one surface lot.
Yes, sir.
You have somebody sitting there looking in cars. But that even gets a little complicated because in the April 2021 incident, Jamila Mack, remember, she brought her kids in at 3 a.m. They are probably laying on the back seat sleeping at 3 a.m. So does that guard see the kid? I don't know. So some casinos have just surface lots and acres of surface lots with many points of exit.
Yeah, they got 1,000 cameras too, Sean.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've been in that room.
Oh, yeah.
I've been in that room. They can drill down on somebody's watch and tell the time on it.
They watch everybody's cards, man. They can see every card in your hand.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. So, something's not working here.
Yeah.
So, as I said, whether the General Assembly says, okay, Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board, you can take their license. You can find them. You can find the casinos if they come up with a plan, a security plan, a signage plan, and they don't adhere to it, then we can go back and say, okay, what, you know, this person left the kid in the car for 2 hours. Why
plus,
didn't
plus, Sean, you got to do this, man. If somebody gets caught like this, you got to ban them for life, and they got to get help, man. Sean, how much does this yell?
Why aren't we mandated? Yeah, why aren't we mandated to call CYS?
Yeah.
Again, if they're leaving their kid on an August 23rd
right.
day and it's 93, they're doing it elsewhere.
Right.
You know, they're doing it elsewhere.
And why aren't they mandated to get help? Addiction counseling, man.
Absolutely. Ban them for life. Get addiction counseling. Call CYS. Charge them. Fine them. Take away their license. If you do that, it will stop.
Beyond everything else, this is sad, Sean.
It is. It always, when I read these, in a lot goes involved. A lot of people write reports, and I'm tired of reading reports.
Yeah.
You know, at some point you need some action. But it's just, again, when I read, and this is quote from the report of Michael Harper when he left the kids in the car at Rivers Casino in Philadelphia in August 2020. The windows were cracked about a half an inch. That comes directly from the report. It was 93 degrees.
Yeah, so that means it's 120 degrees in the car. At least.
And the kids were 4 and 2.
Gosh. What happened to him, man?
That was the case where, again, it wasn't casino personnel. It was another patron that warned him, said not to leave the kids in the car. Then the patron went in, contacted security, and it was a half hour.
So the patron warns him. The patron warns him. He says, "To hell with you," and he still goes in.
Yes.
Oh my
half
God.
Hour.
Oh
we
my God.
Then find him on the floor. I don't know if charges were filed against this individual. But we shouldn't even be like. You shouldn't even have had to ask me that question. Because I should have said, yeah, by state law, Michael Harper was charged. He was kicked out for every state casino for the rest of his life. We called CYS, and he was fined, and his license was taken away. I mean, that should be a matter of course. It's not.
Well, needless to say, man.
Problem. Some of these people get away with it.
Needless to say, I'm in. Whatever you need, man, you just reach out. Whoever you need us to lobby, pick on, give praise to, whatever you need. I'm here, man. Thank you, sir. It's important stuff.
I appreciate
it. All right, man.
Thank you, my friend.
Man, that shakes me up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.